It's very telling that on this particular Sunday, and on this day in which we also, in this rite, celebrate the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which we will celebrate in the Gregorian rite in August, August the 22nd. But yesterday we had, in both rites, the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And so the hearts of Jesus and Mary are always united, always together, never separated. But it's interesting that on this particular Sunday, we have the readings both from the book of Genesis and from this particular gospel that we have just read. Both of them concern our primordial and terrible eternal enemy, Satan. Now, of course, we know of his origins. And that's why when things happen around us, we should not be surprised. Because, after all, Satan was originally Lucifer, the light bearer of the throne of God. And he, as all the angels, were given a chance to choose for following God completely of their own will. They do not have free will, but God gave them an instant, and it would have been with the blinking of an eye. That's how swiftly this took place. But in eternity, there is no time, there is no passing. So God made an exception for that. The majority of the angels followed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lucifer, however, because he was the most beautiful, most exalted of all the angels, became, just for a second, proud. That's the original sin of Satan, as it is the original sin of Adam and Eve, pride. And it is the source of all the sins that you and I commit. And so, for an instant, he decided he was going to follow himself. He was going to worship himself. And that's why the reading of the gospel is so important. How can Satan go against himself? From eternity, from that very moment in which God allowed them to choose for him or not, Satan was worshiping himself. And most people who are proud, who do not believe in God, they're worshiping themselves. And of course, they're worshiping Satan. It is a very horrible situation. And of course, we see what happens. It is the end of paradise, the end of the glorious life that Adam and Eve had lived until then. They had every gift that we can possibly imagine, plus they had what were called preternatural gifts. They would not age. They would not get sick. They would not have, and our Lord did command them to have children, they would not have child pangs at the birth time. All this came because of their sin. And of course, that's why the Blessed Mother, who is immaculate, free from sin, always, thoroughly, did not have pains at the birth of Christ. Of course, you have seen that there's a very popular mini-series on Netflix or wherever that's called The Chosen. It's very popular. It is full of heresy. And the first heresy is that they have Mary having pains at childbirth. That is a heresy. There was no such thing for her. Our Lord came out of her body as light goes through glass, without breaking the glass. And so I warn you about that particular series. I get advertisements all the time, including from priests and nuns and bishops, and it goes right into the circular file. It's evil. Do not have anything to do with it. The devil is very cunning. He goes into your heart, into your home, by pretending to be so good and holy and blah, blah, blah. No, 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 no. You must reject those things. And so he fooled Eve. And she, connived with the serpent, and she fooled Adam. Now, I think it's very, not hilarious in a sense, but it's very funny, because that still goes on today in our lives, that when God saw that they had sinned, and of course God knew it at the moment it happened, but he let them have their say. When he let them know that he knew that they had sinned, how did you know you were naked? They were naked up to that point because there was no lust. There was no evil. There was nothing but holiness. And of course, you disobeyed me. And the punishment was the loss of grace, the loss of the preternatural gifts. From then on, man would get sick, would get old, his hair would get white, it would fall. And then at the end of however many years, he would die. That is the gift of Adam and Eve to you and me. And that, however, was to be resolved when God said to the serpent, as he cursed him, and who had been perhaps what you could call the best friend, that happens a lot, you know, that the best friend stabs the best friend in the back and says, "You have done evil. Because of this, you shall crawl on the earth and eat dirt all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman." Not Eve. Eve had already was a servant of Satan. The woman that goes through all the scriptures, the woman whose immaculate heart we love and praise and venerate, and who leads us to Christ and who brings us Christ. Forever you will strike at her heel and she will crush your head. And so we see the same thing, but centuries later, that Jesus is preaching and performing miracles, and he had kept, and Mary and Joseph have kept this secret. No one knew that he was God, especially not Satan. But then he started the wedding feast of Cana. He performed the first public miracle at the bequest of his mother, Mary, to whom he was obedient. Now, St. Joseph had by then died and gone to the limbo of the fathers, where he awaited the passion and resurrection of Christ. But his relatives, who had not known anything about him, except that he was a good son, a good person, a good Jew, everything that was good, they decided, as St. Mark reports here, and St. Mark was one of those relatives, by the way, St. Joseph of Cleophas and St. Mary of Cleophas, his parents, who are in this morning's gospel, who were by the cross of Christ at the end also, they were cousins of Christ. St. John Mark was a cousin of Christ. And of course, in the Gospels we see that John Mark and Judas and Joseph and Simon were cousins of Christ. These are the ones that are here labeled as brothers, because there was no word for cousin in Hebrew or Aramaic. So when he speaks of brothers and sisters, he is speaking of cousins. It is not for somebody to say, well, the Blessed Mother was not perpetually a virgin. She was and is. Those are not his blood brothers. They are his cousins. And so our Lord rebukes what they're saying. First of all, they call him a devil. By Beelzebul, he cast out Beelzebul. And he says, how can this be? And then the situation with Mary and the other disciples and the evangelists and apostles who were his cousins. And he corrects those who are bringing this up to him. Who are my mother and my brothers? And looking around at those who are there, and of course also outside of that group, here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God. And of course, by baptism, we are introduced into the mystical body of Christ, the church, his family on earth, in heaven, and in purgatory. And so, therefore, we are the relatives of Christ by baptism. We are adopted into his mystical body by him. And so, if we do his will, we are his brothers and sisters. Now, of course, there is only one mother. So exalted that no one can even touch the heel of her foot. The Immaculate, ever-Virgin Mary. And she it is who is the mother also of the Church and our mother. And so today we give praise to her and we give praise to God that he has given us so many wonderful gifts. We do not have immortality anymore. We will die, some of us before others. We do not have the preternatural gifts. We cannot go through doors and walls without any problem. Those gifts have been lost, but we will have them at the end of time, after we have made up for our sins in the fires of purgatory. And we must not forget this, that sin must be punished, and we must make reparation for sin. And these feasts of the Immaculate Heart and of the Sacred Heart. And there is a new feast that is developing in some monasteries and places in the world, which eventually will find itself in the ecclesiastical liturgical calendar. The heart, the sinless heart of St. Joseph. And the vestments which I'm wearing have the three hearts. And many monasteries have these pictures of the three hearts put up, and a great devotion is increasing in that. And so today we look to the Holy Family again, and we ask that they bless us and protect us from all evil. The greatest evil, of course, is the evil of Satan, which has taken over the world and meant most of the church today. May God and the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph put an end to this once and for all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.